Well, now, what I ought to do to you, huh? Should I process you for an hour? Huh? Want me to? Well, now, that absolves me from any responsibility. The truth of the matter is, the next up on my processing agenda is Part 3 of Procedure 30, Granting of Beingness. And all joking aside, and no joking aside, emergency auditors be quite alert here. Because this is a rough one. And the only reason I would run it on you at all is you have such able auditing that does you some good, you see, in the seminars. And tonight, however, I'm going to audit you again, you know. And I probably will use something very, very mild. Like, let's see, something very mild. Well, I don't know. There must be something mild in Scientology. I'll think of something. That's what I'll do. All right. Now, let's put your heads away there so they won't fall off or anything. And let's just go straight into this. This Congress, you know, is a Universe Processes Congress, and I haven't started Universe Processes on you yet. That's for tonight and tomorrow. Let's wash up Procedure 30 here and get the first command on Procedure 30. Do you know of anybody ever having granted any beingness to anything? Ever know of anybody ever having granted any beingness, any life to anything? Just think of that for a moment. Now let's get something that let's get something now that you ordinarily and routinely grant beingness to. You know, like a car or something. Something that you ordinarily, routinely grant beingness to. Now, let's get something else that you grant beingness to. Consider you get it well settled in your mind now what I mean by granting beingness. You know, it is. It's alive. It is. Let's get something else that you routinely grant beingness to now. Grant life to. And now let's get something that rather you routinely grants life to you, you think. Person or object. Get something else now that grants life or beingness to you. Something else. Let's get something else that grants beingness to you. Let's get some more things that grant beingness to you. Such as hamburgers and things. Okay. Now let's get somebody who would grant beingness to air. One person for sure, and then some more people who would grant beingness to air. Now let's get one person and then some more people who would grant beingness to food. Now, one person who would grant beingness to walking. And some more, people who would grant beingness to walking. You're getting off easy this far. And now let's name some people who would grant beingness to bodies. And now some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. Just check them off. Not just people in general now. You name specific people who would grant beingness to bodies. Now, this gets a lot more people that would grant beingness to bodies. Specific people, one after the other. Always mention the same person twice or more, you know. Some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. Just check them off one after the other. Just list them. You can have them doing it if you want to, but just list them, huh? And list some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. You can always name the same people twice, you know, or more. And now list some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And now some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. Just list them. Now, let's list some more people that would grant beingness to bodies. You know, you can always use the same one twice. Or six times. Let's get some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. All right, now let's check off this list now and get the specific people that you were most certain would grant beingness to bodies. Specific people who you were most certain would grant beingness to bodies. Let's check them off again. Now let's check off some people who would grant beingness to you. And some more people who would grant beingness to you. And some more people who would grant beingness to you. And now let you check off the people you would grant beingness to. Let's check off some people that you would grant beingness to. And now some people who would grant beingness to you. And some people now you would grant beingness to. And now let's check off some people who would grant beingness to illness. People who would grant beingness to illness. There are now people who would grant beingness to a dying body. Some more people who would grant beingness to a dying body. And some more people who would grant beingness to a dying body. Same ones again, if you like. And now, people who would grant beingness to a dead body. All right, now let's get somebody you are absolutely certain you wouldn't mind granting beingness to. Somebody you're absolutely certain you wouldn't mind granting beingness to. And now somebody you're absolutely certain would grant beingness to you. Get this for sure now. Somebody and then several others possibly. Absolutely certain would grant beingness to you. Now, who would grant beingness to your truthfulness? Who would grant beingness to truthfulness in general? Let's get some more who would grant beingness to truthfulness. Now, who would grant beingness to your mock-ups? To your ambitions. Now, who would grant beingness to your dreams? And now, who would grant beingness to delusion? Delusion, hallucination. Now, who would grant beingness to you so long as you were a problem? Now, who would you grant beingness to as long as this other person was a problem? Now, who would grant beingness to your problems? Now, whose problem would you grant beingness to? Now, who would grant beingness to illness? Now, who would you grant beingness to as long as they were an object? Who would grant beingness now to you as long as you were an object? Which is to say, motionless. Who would grant being this to you as long as you were motionless? Now, who would grant being this to you as long as you were silent? Now, who would you grant being this to as long as this other person was silent? What dead people are you granting beingness to? What dead people now are granting beingness to you? And what dead people are you granting beingness to? Now, who grants beingness to your childhood home or the town where you first lived? Who grants beingness to your present quarters, your present domicile? Okay, now let's list some people who would grant beingness to bodies. Doesn't matter how many times you list the same person. And some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And some more people who would grant beingness to bodies. And this time, get the idea where. Spot the place where each time. Where would this person grant beingness to bodies? Spot each place, check off the person, and then find the place where you're sure this person would. Spot these places now. Where would this person grant beingness, the bodies? Yet how far away it is in the physical universe. Spot these places now. Who would it be safe? Spot these places where these people would grant beingness. We'd find it perfectly safe, perfectly all right, perfectly certainly could grant beingness. Check over your mother. Where would she grant beingness to bodies? How far away is it from here? Some more people who would grant beingness to bodies, and where. Let's be sure on this now that they would grant beingness to bodies by getting the exact point where they would and how far it is from here. Check over these people again. Get the place. Where would these people grant beingness to bodies now? You've got a list for sure. Now get a certain place for each one. Now spot these places. Who would grant beingness to bodies and spot the place where? the more people who would grant beingness to bodies, and exactly where they would. Okay. Now let's get some things for sure that you could own. Something for certain that you could own. Something you could own. Got some things now that you could own? All right, mark up a whole big pile of them and push them into your body. Whole lot of them and push them into your body. Something you're sure you could own, push it into your body. Get a lot more of them, push them into your body. Get a lot more of them, push them into your body. Lots of them. Mental pictures of lots of them now. Get them flying into your body. Well, let's get something else you're quite sure you could own. Now let's get lots of these and push them into your body. Okay, now let's get something else you're sure you could own, sure you could have. Let's get lots of these and pull them into your body. Let's mark up lots more of these, pull them in. Lots more of them. Okay, now let's get something else you know you could have. Something this time which is rather massive. You might have gotten up to a point where you could have a wrecked 1910 car. Let's see what massiveness you can get there. Something that you really know you could own. And let's get pictures of lots of these things. Lots of these things. And pull them into your body. And make those pictures as dense as you can. Now, let's mark up what kind of a parent, father, mother, guardian, you really could have. You know, that you could have. Not the kind you had, but the kind that you actually could have. You know absolutely you're entitled to. Let's mark up lots of this now and pull it into the body. Lots of this type of person and pull it into the body. Lots more of this kind of person, the kind of parents you really could have now. If you hit it right on the button, why, that'd be the easiest picture you ever got. Get lots of those image pictures now and pull them into the body. All right, now let's check this again. Now what kind of a parent could you have? Were you really entitled to, that you actually could have had, that you really could have owned, could have been your parent? Let's get lots of them. Lots of them, pull them into the body. All right, now let's get the kind of children you really could have. You know, you really could have. Let's get mental pictures of them and push them into your body. Three-dimensional, massy. Now, what sort of a body could you really have? You know, you really entitled to, that you really should have. Now let's get a mental picture of it. You're really entitled to, that you really should have. Get it so you know that's the body you really should have now, or that you really could own, that you really could possess. Let's get a lot of these mental pictures now and push them into your body. Okay. Now, do what you please with those pictures. Leave them in your body. Do what you please with them. And tell me now, who would grant beingness to the idea that you live but once? Let's check off some people. Let's check off some more people who would grant beingness to the idea that you live but once. Let's check off some more people, huh? All right. Now, who would grant beingness to the idea that you ought to take care of your body? Let's check this one off. And who would grant beingness to the idea that you were destructible? That you could be destroyed. Now, who would grant beingness to the idea that there were ghosts and demons? Get some more who would grant beingness to the idea that there were ghosts and demons, spirits. Let's check off some more people, or these same ones again, who would grant life to the idea that there are ghosts, spirits, demons, devils, God, and include... Expand the list. Now, who would grant beingness now? Who would grant beingness to an aberrated condition? And where? Check off the places if there's more than one, but who would grant beingness to an aberrated condition and where? Let's get that real good now. Who would grant beingness to an aberrated condition and where? Now, whose beingness couldn't you do without? Whose beingness do you absolutely have to have? Now, let's check some more of those. Whose beingness do you absolutely have to have in order to live yourself? Let's go over this list again. Whose beingness do you absolutely have to have in order to live yourself? Doesn't matter if they're dead. Just check it over. Let's get that again. Whose beingness do you have in order to survive? Okay, let's go over this again. Whose beingness do you have in order to survive? Let's check them over. Now, whose beingness do you have in order to be safe? Check them over. Now, let's go over that one again. Whose beingness do you have in order to survive, to be safe? You know that now. Okay, let's find the two back corners of the room and hold on to them and don't think. Get the two back corners of the room, hold on to them, don't think. Come on, let's get the two back corners of the room, hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. Find the space in front of your face. End of session.